any difference between the hedgehog inhibitors in terms of either their efficacy or tolerability?
So we have much less experience in France with Sonigeni. We use Bismodegib, and from what we read, I'm not sure there are a lot of difference. For example, there is something in the trial with Sonigeni, they looked at the CPK enzyme. So it seemed that the CPK enzymes are elevated in a high fraction of the patient. But in the Vismodegib trial, we just did not look at that in the blood. So it doesn't mean that it does not go up. It does go up also. And we have some differences in terms of efficacy, but here again, it has not been tested head to head. And in Europe, we have much less experience with Sonigeni. So from what I see, I think these drugs are both very effective and they have the same kind of adverse events.
So you mentioned the muscle cramps and the dysgeusia. Other than dose reduction or stopping the treatment, are there any complementary strategies that work? Do you advise the patients to eat certain types of food, any medications, anything that helps with these problems?
Yes, we can help. We can help with work with dietitians. And they can try to help the patient to find the food that they like and that is not destroyed by the drug. Also, we advise the patient to do some exercise, but not too violent, and they have some physical therapy, and that can really help symptomatic treatment.
You mentioned the genetic Gorlin syndrome, and I was trying to remember back to medical school what Gorlin syndrome is. What else do you see besides basal cell? Is that the only manifestation?
Yes, well, some of the patients also might have some meningioma. So we do a CT scan of the brain, and they also have cystic lesion in the bone. They might have some bone dystrophy, and besides that, they are doing well.